Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Yeah, I'm mostly here. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little off today, so we're
kind of a rough morning, you know? Just busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, well, you are a busy guy. You are a really busy guy.
That makes a million of us, so yeah, I'm sure everybody sympathizes.
Yeah. Ooh, look, Dick brought us a paper. Thanks, Dick.
Current newspaper. Yes.
Yeah, so pull out what you want to see there, and we'll dig that up. But what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news, what we put on thedailydrift.com. And it is...
The news you need to know.
Yes, indeed. I put a lot of effort into getting international, national, and state news that you probably aren't getting from the mainstream media. So go to thedailydrift.com, www.thedailydrift.com. Ooh, I almost lost my breath there. So it is Memorial Day weekend, right? So I guess it's our Memorial Day show. And let's just remind everybody, it's not just a holiday, folks. This is not just a day, long weekend for you to have off. It's a time to remember.
Remember those who have died in the service of our country.
Yeah.
Not those who are still alive or, you know, lived through the event. This is people who gave all so that we could have this weekend.
Yep, exactly right. So think about it. You know, look at that flag. If you have a time to go to maybe take the kids out to a cemetery and look at some of the headstones of
our
warriors who have passed. You know what I mean? It's important because none of us would be here.
I like going through old cemeteries, really the old ones that are over 100 years old, and seeing some of the names of the guys that, you know, died during battles that, you know, Spanish-American War, you know,
it's Civil War.
Even the Civil War. You go to see some in Detroit in particular, you see large plots of them.
Yeah.
Right now, I'd like to talk about one of our sponsors.
Oh, okay.
That's the Hearing Clinic. If you have experiencing any signs of hearing loss, such as you can't tell the difference between Yanny and Laurel, then by all means, you ought to see Dr. Amy at the Hearing Clinic. You know, signs of hearing loss include frequently asking people to repeat themselves, not clearly understanding your wife when she tells you to take out the garbage, or not wanting to. That might be different.
It's called selective hearing.
Selective hearing.
It's called selective hearing, which is not what
Dr. Amy specializes in. If you need help, if you need to figure out whether you need help with your hearing, that's the big thing right there. When you realize that, hey, it might be me, it might not be them, you need to see Dr. Amy. And Dr. Amy is a doctor of audiology. She has two offices, one in Brighton and one in Farmington. Just call her at 810-225-2205. She can set you up for either location. All right, that's 810-225-2205.
Sweet. Yeah, Dr. Amy is a good lady, too. She's very helpful to us.
Very friendly.
Yeah, well, speaking of business, let's do this. This is really important, and this is really awesome, folks. I want you to listen and listen well and spread this around. Wham Radio has been granted FCC approval to build out and start broadcasting over FM signal, folks. Mm-hmm. This is huge.
Yep.
And we need a little help from our advertisers, from our listeners, we need $60,000 to make that happen. So we got a GoFundMe page going. We are asking support from listeners to help make that happen, from advertisers to help make that happen. Looking for donations, extra advertising, whatever you can do, get it down here to help us because we really want to do this. So here's the GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe.com. Type in on the search bar Wham Radio and then donate as much as you can afford.
I want to play a clip from an interview that we did with Linda late last year talking about the station and funding of the station. Derek, you got that?
Yeah. I am.
So you got here and... Yeah.
And then it was after I managed it for a couple years that he came in, the owner came back and he said, I have good news and bad news. He said, the good news is ratings are up, revenue's up, you're doing a great job. The bad news is now I can put it on the market.
We successed ourselves
into another,
Sorry, I stepped on your
line. Yeah, and exactly, we did. So I went to him, I think shortly after that, and said, you know, we'd like to buy the station, which he gave me that look like, oh.
Isn't that sweet?
Isn't that sweet? Because he knew what we were making because we worked for him. He kind of gave me the pat on the shoulder and said, that is so, that's just great. What, you know, what's your plan for that? I said, I don't know, but if you give me enough time, we'll come up with a plan. So he was patient, and we went out and went about finding people who believed in us and would help with the financing. And it took us about 12 months. Went through a lot of people. You know, all the people who are your friends who say, oh, you guys are doing great with Wham, keep it up. All the big conservative billionaires out there in Ann Arbor land, of which there are a lot. Nope. Not a dime. But it was the regular folks,
mm-hmm.
the nice little folks that said, you know, I can give you 10 grand.
You had your own GoFundMe going on.
Exactly, before the GoFundMe was popular. So we did.
Networking.
Yeah. And that was almost 7 years ago.
And if you had a mission statement here, what would be your mission statement?
Save America. I know that's
two words.
You didn't think I'd have it that fast. But that's literally what we thought in the beginning. It's like, we have to keep this station a conservative voice.
That's right.
Because it wasn't at the time. They had half liberal, crazy liberal shows, half conservative,
just like
hedge
Fox
their
News.
Bets. Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. That's the mission of the statement.
Yeah. Save America. And so, it's so good to hear her voice. I just love it.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
hearing a commercial that's got Linda's voice on it. Really.
But we were talking about GoFundMe back then. And now we're doing a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
We need the contributions to keep it going.
Yeah, this greatly increases the quality and reach of our signal, folks. It really is, and it's important. And I think most of you have been listening to Wham for a long time. Sometimes, you know, you wish you had just a little extra reach to get out there, a little clearer. And this is going to be 24 hours a day. It'll be clear as a bell. And it'll carry all the same programming, right? So it helps. It's really going to make us able to reach people who don't like maybe listening to AM radio, but we'll be on FM now.
And, you know, when you listen to my voice and how crummy it sounds, it's the AM signal. Really, I'm a lot better live.
You
or
can
on
blame
FM.
It on the yeah. AM. So to save the Republic, to save the America, that's what we do here. Mm-hmm. And those of you who are loyal listeners know that. Every program on this station is there to save you know, help save America and our values, including our music on Saturday nights. That's American value right there at its best. That's
Faye
culture,
Rohn's
right?
Rock and Rhythm Review.
Yeah.
Man,
that's
hear that
stuff.
In FM? Yes.
Yeah. So go to GoFundMe.com and on the search bar, type in Wham Radio and please donate and send us an email. You know, send me one, Gary, at thedailydrift.com, and I'll thank you personally on the air for it if I have to. You know, I want to know that you helped us, and I want to recognize you for doing this. So GoFundMe.com and put Wham Radio in the search bar and help us get this FM signal. Okay?
Amen.
All right. So we got a lot to talk about today, and I want to start with North Korea because I wanted to get to North Korea last week, right? And
you've been to South Korea. You want to get to North Korea now?
I would
come on.
I would like to see the Hermit Kingdom. Absolutely, I would. Why wouldn't I? You know?
Because a lot of people who have gone there have not come back. They've ended up in jail, or they've come back.
I'm not going until it's the time.
Or President Trump has to get them out. You know,
it's a pretty country. So I imagine North Korea probably less developed, obviously, than South Korea.
You can see
Korea.
The stars from North Korea at night because
the stars
there's
at
no
night
light,
are clear
oh,
and
my
bright.
Goodness.
In the Republic of Korea.
North Korea.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways. I just what bothers me the most is people second guessing President Donald Trump on this. Oh, he's an idiot. Oh, he's going too fast. Oh, he's losing. Oh, we told you this would happen. Oh, it's off again. Wait, folks, just you say
Hang
you don't
on.
Read the art of the
Hang
deal.
On.
Go read the art of the deal. Yeah. The best deal you get is the one you can walk away from. And so when the North Koreans kind of did what we all knew they were going to do, oh, maybe we won't come. Oh, those war games are aggravating us. Oh, maybe we're not going to show up. Oh, we're not going to meet those people in Singapore like they did. Oh, the vice president's a dummy. We're not going to blah, blah, blah. Donald Trump just said, all right, it's off. You're not interested. Obviously, your actions are speaking louder than words. It's off. And 24 hours, right? We get a letter back saying, yeah, we really are serious.
But in the meantime, you've got people on our side even saying, oh, what is he doing talking like that? It's like, folks, fasten your seatbelts, hang on to the bar in front of you, feet and hands inside the car, and go for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, I knew from the get-go that they went in with the carrot and the stick, right? Pompeo went in. We didn't know he went in, but he went in.
Yeah.
And he said,
is that Easter?
Yeah,
Yeah, Easter Sunday
back
he was
in
there.
April there, right? And who knows what was going on before that? I'm sure there was previous negotiations at lower levels going on. But here's what's happening. The sanctions have hurt North Korea so badly that the top military echelon, Kim Jong-un himself's bank account, and there's been articles stating that he's been digging into his savings to pay. You got to pay those top military echelon guys, or they're not going to protect you and listen to you and help you maintain control,
or worse,
right?
They're going to turn on you.
Or they'll turn on you. So money becomes an issue. And, you know, oddly enough, I don't think Kim Jong-un is exactly like his dad. I'm sure he likes to drink booze and womanize and everything else just like his dad.
He had Western exposure,
but
right?
He had Western exposure. The fact that one of his best friends in the world is Dennis Rodman, right? and if I were Donald Trump, I'd say, you know what, Kim Jong-un, why don't you just come to the U.S., forget Singapore. Have the Chinese president, President Xi, come with you and stay with you, right? So you're protected. Nothing's going to happen to the Chinese president, right? Mm-hmm. And if they're together, he's protected. Come on over. Have Dennis Rodman meet him at the airport. Have Dennis stay with him. Nothing's going to happen when the president's there from China and Dennis Rodman. You'll be as safe as you could possibly be. Come on over. We'll hash out a deal, sign something up, get it to Congress, and then Congress ratifies it, right? It's set. It's not going to be Gaddafi like Hillary and Obama did to Muammar Gaddafi, right? Then you're safe. And then, you know, in 10, 15 years, he's going to make so much money between resources and corporations that are going to go into North Korea for what? You know it.
Cheap labor.
Cheap labor. And $5 an hour in North Korea is going to be like $1 million to those people, right? So I think they went in with the carrot and the stick, and the carrot was, we can make you filthy rich. You can hang on to your regime until you feel like getting out of it. You're going to have so much money, you'll be able to travel. You won't want to be in control in 10, 15 years, right? He'll be able to come to America, not as a dictator, a loser. He's going to come over as a guy that freed his own country, right? After 60 years, frees his country.
You know, what is more important at the moment? Is it more important that Un talks to Trump, or is it more important that that the North talks to the South? Because right now, today, Un is talking to, I forget the guy's name in the South now.
Moon?
It? Yes, Moon. Thank you. I was going to say Park, but it's Moon now. Yeah.
It's
one of those
Moon
guys.
Park,
one
right?
of those guys.
Lee?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, that's not racist. That's just
That's just it. It's like Smith and
Jones.
And Jones here,
yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So anyways, they're talking right now. And that's very important. So something is still happening that's positive, even though, you know, even if Un was not to talk to Trump immediately. But it was so hilarious to go to bed and like, oh, it's all off, and wake up the next morning. Maybe it's not off.
Yeah, they might even do it on the
12th. And watch
still.
Everybody go ballistic in between.
I sometimes wonder if, you know, the thought occurred to my head today was did Donald Trump call Kim and said, hey, go ahead and say it's off for 24 hours so I can get Nancy and Chucky and the rest of these moron Democrats to say a bunch of stupid stuff, and then we'll call it back on in 24 hours. Okay, you know the big joke.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in. You got Prince Albert in a can? Yeah, you better let him out. He's suffocating.
Is your refrigerator running?
Is this the biggest? Are they just joking and pulling the media's tail? I don't know. I'm sure that's not the case. But,
no, but it's
still.
I wouldn't put it past Trump.
He plays them like a harpsichord, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the media and the Democrats are just I'm sorry, Nancy Pelosi, you are the dumbest person on the planet.
Oh, wait.
Well, maybe in Chuck Schumer.
Maxine Waters?
Oh,
see,
why do you got to one-up me like that?
Man, it's so hard. You know, it's like it's a race to the bottom.
It is a race to the bottom. It's absolutely crazy. All right, Derek, let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll finish this up. If somebody wants to call in, 734-822-1600, call in and give us your opinion on what's going on with Korea. And then we'll move on. We got a whole bunch of stuff to get into today, the Trump, the mole within, and I got some tracks to play as well. So we'll see you on the other side.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. but the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
When one of your major home appliances stops working, you want someone with experience to fix it. Bill and Joe Henderson at MasterTech have been taking care of people in Ann Arbor and the surrounding communities since 1978. At MasterTech Appliance, they service nearly every appliance make and model. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, ranges, air conditioners, and more. MasterTech handles both residential and commercial work and always solves the problem. Their technicians are friendly, knowledgeable, and on time. Call 734-662-0641. That's 734-662-0641 or toll free 800-663-0331. You can also visit MasterTechAppliance.com online. MasterTech, Federal Boulevard, one block off Stadium near the Ann Arbor Post Office. Service hours daily, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. MasterTech Appliance, technicians who care. Servicing appliances throughout Washtenaw, Livingston, and Western Wayne County.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. If you're looking to get your car oil changed, mm-hmm. which is important, don't be like me. I'm always late, right? And I look up at the windshield and I see the little sticker. I'm like, oh, I got to go get the oil change. Hamburg Quick Lube, and I use them myself. I've been there, I think, 3 months ago was last. So I'm due again.
You do.
7554 East M36 right there in Hamburg. Hamburg Quick Lube. 810-231-0121. You get a free car wash with a full service oil change, which is a bonus,
with
right?
a coupon from the Current and yes. a full service.
And if you don't get the Current in your mailbox, you can go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com and just print off a copy.
Yeah.
You know, print off a copy of that page. You can print that page, right? Mm-hmm. And just take it and say, hey, I read the Current, blah, 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 blah.
There you know you what? Go. I take it back. You don't need the coupon, but do it anyhow. Yeah. Let them know you saw it in the Current.
Yeah.
You know, we need the advertising. Okay, folks, we need people to know they're seeing a response from you.
Yeah, and the guys are good there. I tell you what, the mm-hmm. guys were really good. They let me know what was wrong, which of my tires were low and everything else. So it's full service. Hamburg Quick Lube, 810-231-0121. They take credit cards and cash and the whole nine yards.
Okay. Bitcoin.
No Bitcoin. All right, so if you want to call in the show, 734-822-1600. You can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you're too shy to call into the show. I used to be too shy to call into radio, but here I am, what, 7 years later, once a week, every week.
Still too shy to call. You never call into the show.
I'm a really
Wait, you have a couple times when I host it. Yes,
yes, yes. I've called in. Yeah. I don't know. I'm on vacation normally. I don't want to call into the show. So, thus the point of not being here and being on vacation, right? I want to do a quick update from Mark Meadows, and he's going to talk about a couple of things, including the immigration. I was a little irritated with the farm bill, the immigration thing, and all the squirrely little games that the GOP is kind of playing, mm-hmm. you know, and I think this is kind of left over from Speaker Ryan, who I don't think is a straight shooter. I know our Congressman Tim Walberg here always says, oh, he's a straight shooter. I don't trust Speaker Ryan, so that's why I'm not happy that
not, alone.
Not unhappy that he's gone or will be gone, right?
Depending on who we get.
And a guy I do like is Mark Meadows, right? And I'm hoping he's going to maybe be the next Speaker of the House, depending on what happens in 2018, right? Well, who do you think is going to be?
Oh, what's his name? Not Scalise.
Jim Jordan.
Scalise was number two in line. I don't think Jim Jordan can get it. He's too conservative.
He's too conservative.
So who's the next guy? Kevin. Who's the assistant? You got him. That's the guy.
It's not McCarthy, is it?
Yeah, Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin McCarthy.
I keep going away from him because I saw him in Invasion of the Body Snatchers in the 50s. I don't think that could be the same Kevin McCarthy, you know?
I like Mark Meadows. He would be my choice. Derek, do you have that track for Mark Meadows? little update about – I was kind of irritated that the Republicans are going to take this big, long break again. And Mitch McConnell in the Senate's no better. Stop taking your breaks. Get your job done. There's 400 bills from the House sitting in the Senate.
Their job is to get themselves reelected. That's what they're doing. They're running out.
Do your job and you'll get reelected. Yeah, exactly. Stop fancy-pantsing around. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do the job. Pass some bills. Use 51 votes, Mitch. Stop going on vacation. Let's go ahead and hear that track from Mark Meadows talking about how close we may or may not be on an immigration.
Congressman, what is the status right now of the immigration talks?
I think there's been some real movement. I just left a meeting, a cross-sectional meeting with a number of members, with a speaker, and I think that there's not as much difference there as maybe the headlines would suggest. So at the end of the day, we'd be able to come up with an option that we could potentially bring to the floor that would be supported by the administration. I think the answer is yes. Now, are we in favor of the Queen of the Hill? Absolutely not. Are they in favor of the Goodlatte bill? Absolutely not. But it's we've made real progress in the last 24 hours in terms of what might be a happy medium for everybody to consider.
Now, are you still holding up the farm bill?
There hasn't been any movement in terms of the farm bill whipping at this point. Those negotiations are still ongoing.
When will you know whether or not they will have the votes? I mean, when will you
obviously, we want to talk to our caucus later today, which is at 3 o'clock, based on the outcome of that meeting and options that may or may not be accepted by the leadership. That could free up enough votes to send it to the floor and pass it tomorrow.
Okay, and finally, immigration, if it does move forward, whichever way it moves forward, when do you think we would see that?
Certainly by the third week in June.
All right, so third week in June. I wouldn't put money on that, right? But, well, next week we'll have Tim Walberg calling into the show, so we'll get an update directly from him, and hopefully we'll have a little better idea of what's going on with that. But let's take a call from Tom in Detroit who wants to talk about North Korea. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call. I heard an interesting analysis that they're speculating that Kim doesn't have complete control, and if he leaves the country with his most trusted to protect him, and by the time he gets back, he's not in power anymore. The military's taken over. So just, you know, real quick, I guess that kind of throws a monkey
wrench
into the
whole process. Well, he's in
the
DMZ right now. He's gone to China. He has left the country.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. And it's not like he's got he's not God. He's not a king or whatever. You know what I mean? He is in power because he's a figurehead that helps control the population, and that's what the military around him, who really control things, right? And is he – how does Kim maintain control? Is he dividing and conquering, you know, fighting one against the other? Who knows what the internal politics are that keep the Kim Jong-un family, right, in power like this time after time.
Ceaseless propaganda also.
And I'm guessing, and at some point, you know – the family has been – there was an article that I wanted to put up on the draft, and I started reading it, and I got pushed aside about how that kingdom-like atmosphere rolls over from before communism, right, that dynasty thing. Yeah. And it was an interesting article, and I wish I had time to finish it and then put it up on the draft, but I didn't, and I'm going back to find it. It's going to be almost impossible.
It was after World War II that you know, the subdivision got done.
Yeah. So Tom, that's an interesting thought, and I believe that there's probably something involved with that. But if he's going to Singapore, you know, he's got to have enough. My guess is it all comes down to money, right? In the end, money and power, power and money. I'm sure the top echelon of military leaders around him, they're all in the same boat. They're profit sharing. You know, it's probably capitalism. They can call themselves communists, but let's be honest. There is no true communism. Yeah. In any communist or socialistic country, it's the top political class that's getting wealthy. They're the capitalists.
Some pigs are more equal than others.
Yes, Animal Farm, right? Everybody's going after some money or power, right? Yeah. We're all equal, but I'm a little more equal than you, right? It's that simple. And so something's going on there, and I don't really know what it is. Tom, thanks for the call.
See you, Tom.
And there's the heartbreak. We'll see you guys on the other side.
P People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The canceled summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un may be on again.
An instant summit, a Saturday surprise involving South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Now, they had met just a month ago along the DMZ. They were back there again today, this time on the North Korean side.
Fox's Greg Palcott at the White House sending an advance team to Singapore this coming week. Joshua Holt, an American held captive by Venezuela for 2 years, and his Venezuelan-born wife are coming home.
The U.S. has long said the arrest was political. President Trump says Holt will be in D.C. at the White House with his family around 7 o'clock this evening. He made the announcement on Twitter, writing in part, good news about the release of the American hostage from Venezuela.
Fox's Ellison Barber. And in Ireland, voters overwhelmingly choose to repeal a constitutional ban on abortion. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Every day, 365 days a year, you open and close your garage door. You hardly even think about your garage door until it stops working. Locally owned and operated, Plymouth Door staff has experience installing and servicing garage doors, openers, and storm doors from leading door manufacturers since 1977. Looking to purchase a new garage door or storm door? Plymouth Door can handle any make and model with expert installation and incredible warranty protection. Their technicians are licensed and insured. Plymouth Door is conveniently located at 728 South Main Street near downtown Plymouth. Stop in, see the showroom, and get inspired to beautify your home. Plymouth Door has a walk-in parts department with thousands of parts in stock available for the do-it-yourselfer.
Plymouth Door's got the best service, warranty, and prices. Visit PlymouthDoor.com. Call 734-459-3667. Plymouth Door, where the service and quality come home.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, what can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you. And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Your touch is taking me away from here. I'm alright. Forget myself. Let's take a ride across the desert.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenko.
Yes, thank you.
Publisher and owner of The Current.
The Current.
CourantOnline.com. If you're not going there, you should be.
Yep.
It's a great newspaper. And kind of just like this news, the radio station here, we don't really do it for the money. Right. I never did run the money, but
there's money involved.
That's right.
I'm supposed to be getting money.
It's a labor of love, man.
Yes, it is.
It's a labor of love.
Like I tell the advertisers, it's my hobby. Help support my hobby.
It's what we do to help save. Wasn't that Matt's line way back in the day? Saving the Republic, one broadcast at a time. I miss
right.
Matt.
Matt Clark, yep.
Yeah, I miss Matt. I saw something on LinkedIn that he's like working for Disney now.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, awesome.
you know, I'm an automation engineer. And at one point, a couple years ago, I had a guy working for me as an automation engineer, and he got another job. And he had just hired in like 6 months previous. He was doing a great job, and he's all apologetic. He says, Ed, I can't turn this down. You'd take it if they offered it to you. I says, what is it? He says, it's doing amusement park rides for Disney World, for SeaWorld. This company started out doing remote submersible vehicles,
mm-hmm.
and then they got contracted to do a Disney ride that was a submarine.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea ride.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. And then he's been all over the world with a team programming rides for different simulations at different amusement
parks.
Funny,
when I used to work for Roush, we had just gotten contracts at Roush for doing a bunch of the roller coaster cars.
Well, there you go.
It was really cool.
Somebody's got to do it. Who knows what they're doing?
It's interesting. So there are a lot of ties here in Michigan with that. But let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for something to do tonight, Burroughs Roadhouse in West Brighton, 5311 Brighton Road, 810-227-6000. Great food. So call and make a reservation. Tell them you saw it in the Current newspaper.
Tell
them
we sent you.
Yeah, or tell them you heard it on The Drift, one or the other. 810-227-6000. I do recommend that you make a reservation if you want to go out for dinner because they get busy. Their food is good. Drinks are good. Atmosphere is wonderful.
Don't let that scare you off.
Yeah, don't let that scare you off.
Call or don't. You know?
The food is good. It's really a great place. And there's coupons in the Current, $15 off any four dinner entree. So if you you're doing that date thing with another couple, $15 off your dinner, man, that's a couple of drinks right there. So make sure you get out there. And they also do 15% off Sunday brunch. And their Sunday brunch is really good, too, if you haven't been there. So Burroughs, 810-227-6000, or go to burroughs-roadhouse.com.
Yeah.
How dat? And tell Jim that you heard it here or saw it in the Current. It's very helpful to us. Okay, so I want to hit this one more time. Folks, GoFundMe.com. Please, at least go there. Give something. $5, $10, $100, whatever you can give, and help, you know, ask your friends. Get on Facebook, folks. We need your help. Twitter, Facebook, Gab, whatever. Wham Radio has been granted by the FCC an approval to build out and start broadcasting over FM. FM, folks, not AM. FM, if we can come up with a certain amount of money, and that's $60,000. So we need your help. Listeners, if you've never given to the station before, please help us out because, you know what, advertising doesn't always cover these kinds of things. So we're trying to stay in business. We're trying to grow. We're trying to get our message out. And this is helpful. So you can do your part to help save the Republic by supporting Wham in this endeavor of getting
on. One contribution at a time.
Yeah, one contribution at a time.
Make two.
Make two. Make many. Yes. And then email us and let us know that you did so that we can help you out.
Not a campaign contribution. There's no limit.
that's right. It is a worthy cause. It is something that would really help all of us in the end because then we can reach those people who just, you know, a lot of the young millennials don't even know what AM radio is, right?
Amplitude modulation versus frequency modulation.
Yes.
As if that means anything.
I like having a smart guy like you in here. I don't even remember what they stand for anymore. But definitely go to GoFundMe.com and put in the search bar Wham Radio and make a contribution. Please just break out the credit card or debit card, whatever, and just give us a little help, please.
You tell them
it's really important. Yeah. The biggest guy can come in and sit with me. How's that? Yeah, we'll have him sit with us and talk with us. So make a great big donation.
We got to do a fundraiser like PBS. Call in right now. We might give you, we'll give the biggest contribution at this hour, a coffee cup.
You can have mine.
There, yeah.
It's only slightly used Yeti, but it's a Yeti. Oh, no, we don't want Yeti, right?
They nix the NRA.
All right, let's take a phone call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show. You want us to talk about North Korea?
Hey, guys. Yeah, at this current stage, it's hard to tell what's going to happen or not happen, but it looks good. I mean, it looks like the North Koreans have put themselves such in a box, they're not going to have much of a choice but to cooperate with the planet. I mean, that's what it looks like. He doesn't have much of a choice at this stage.
Yeah, and I think another driving issue for them is that final, they're talking about destroying their nuclear test site. It destroyed itself. I think they overdid themselves, and it's probably a huge contamination issue, and they need some help getting that fixed so the whole country doesn't go radioactive, right? So they're probably asking for tons of concrete from the United States. They need to seal that place up, right? So I'm there's a number of things. This isn't all about how well we did in negotiating. I'm sure they're suffering over there, and they finally have realized they've reached the tipping point.
With the sanctions, they can't buy concrete.
But don't you guys feel better every day knowing we have a president that's not walking around bad mouthing our country everywhere he goes?
Oh yeah,
or in a pantsuit.
Or in a pantsuit, yes.
And thank you,
and
Jesus.
the victory with the NFL makes me very happy also.
Yeah, well, and I think we're going to maybe get – well, go ahead, Gary. What's your take on the NFL? I wasn't going to wait until the end, but let's just go. What's your thought?
My take on it is those – what did the president say? SOBs, right?
Yeah.
They should either stay in the dark, hide from us, hide their shameful faces, or stand there like a man – to honor our country and the glory of the fallen.
Yeah. For me, it's strictly business, right? I'm a business owner. I own a team. And I didn't make as much money last year because you morons mm-hmm. were aggravating my customers by sitting down during the national anthem. You know what? If it were me...
You'd be wearing flag patches.
Violation of contract. Because I think it's already, if you didn't have it in there, well, shame on you as an owner.
The
right?
uniform but would I, have a flag on it.
That's right. But I would make sure that, you know... You're not going to be playing this game, and if you continue to play the fool, and this is a business. This mm-hmm. has got nothing to do. You want to do what you want to do outside the business? Mm-hmm. Knock yourself out. When you're in my stadium, on my team, during my time that I'm paying you for, you will do as I say, or you will not be employed any longer.
Many employees have a clause that if you reflect negatively on the organization, you're out, particularly
yes.
entertainment. And the NFL is entertainment.
I am sure every contract in the NFL has that clause.
Well, that's how
it.
The guy who
sure
beat his wife up out of the elevator, that's how he got out.
Yeah,
reflected poorly on the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, geez, not standing for the flag, the anthem, come yeah. on.
Well, shame on Roger Goodell and the yep. NFL well, for not squashing it right at the beginning.
Spineless.
And being done with it.
How do you be the head of the NFL and be spineless?
They paid the price. They paid the
well,
price.
Well, that's true, too, because, you know, for decades now, about two or three now, the football players have not actually been the run-of-the-mill good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, they were all getting in car crashes and doing drugs and stuff. So.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, good call, Gary.
Beating their wife up in an elevator. Yep, yep.
Beating their wife up. All right, guys, be well.
All right,
see
take
you,
care. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Jeez, I thought he fell asleep, you know? Come on, Joe. What's the rest of the show going to be about now?
No, well, you mentioned NFL, so I'll just, you know, it's meant to hide that a large percentage of the players are scum and worthless, and I'm still mostly boycotting.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the XFL in 2020. But I called about the corporate welfare that you had on the Drift.
Oh, the dailydrift.com. Is that where you're reading that?
Yeah, that's where I was reading that, the dailydrift.com.
Shameful plug.
Yeah. Hey, you can always come and why do you go to the Drift?
Because it's the news you need to know.
There you go. Yeah, we've had, you know, and I won't take credit for those stories. Those are all coming from Michigan Capital Confidential, I think, right, Joe?
Right. One came from Michigan Capital Confidential.
Yeah, which is a great, great website. Those guys do a phenomenal work investigating things, especially here in the state of Michigan. And so we link them up every day.
But Gary combs through them so you don't have to. He gives you the cream of the crop.
I give you the cream of the crop. Make it easy. And all I'm doing is making it easy for you. That's all.
One of the things in the story is a link to a voting record scorecard, which had taken votes regarding corporate welfare from 2001. And, of course, up way up at the top of the list is Gretchen Whitmer at 98.1%. I thought Democrats were supposed to be against corporate welfare.
Yeah, and isn't that the conundrum, Joe? Because Democrats always say it's the Republicans who are working with the corporations and big business and all that. It's the Democrats that are doing this. They're the ones getting all the money from corporations right now. It's been that way on the national level, too.
Yeah.
And at 76.9% is Tanya Shoemaker, so it's understandable why she keeps attacking Tom Leonard at a personal level, wanting people to avoid studying her record in, you know, at any length.
Yeah, and the guy correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm trying to remember that list, because it's in my head right now. Who was one of the guys at the very top who voted consistently not to give those welfare? Tell me.
Absolutely. 3.5% stands against corporate welfare, has the record to prove it. Patrick Colbeck.
There you go.
I've heard that name before. Yeah.
Patrick Colbeck for governor. Folks, if you have not looked at Patrick Colbeck for governor, you need to. Google him up, Facebook him, whatever you have to do. Pat Colbeck is the man that we should have as our next governor.
You need to tell your friends about Pat Colbeck, because I talk to people and they go, who?
I know. Yeah, the name recognition is a bit of an issue. I think in the primary, he might do very well. And I'm hoping he wins the primary because Callie and Schuette are shooting each other in the foot, right?
Good.
Yeah, and of course, Shady Schuette is up there at 100% support of corporate welfare.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't go with these GOP elite. Do not vote for Callie, and do not vote for Schuette while you have Patrick Colbeck in the running, because Pat's the guy. He's a rocket scientist, yeah. And I'm not lying. He really is a rocket scientist.
He's got product on the space shuttle.
And he's got the ideas that the Republican Party here in Michigan has fought against, because it's against the elites, and it's just common sense. Pat Colbeck is the guy. Make sure you look at him and support him in the primary. Please, Patrick Colbeck for governor.
You know, I said shuttle. I meant space station. He's got devices he made on the station. Yeah.
What else you got, Joe? Anything?
Something to do with life support, I believe. So they're alive in part due to Pat Colbeck. Now, you could, of course, have a six-hour show with all the stuff that's up on the Daily Drift and in the Current Online. So, unfortunately, we'll just have to leave it there.
All right.
But, yeah, you know, the governor race, Colbeck, is the obvious choice. It's hands down. There's nobody close to him in being the real, tested, true, unwavering conservative.
Yes, absolutely. All right, great call, Joe. I appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
All right. See you,
Joe.
Love
you, too. See ya. Okay, so two things we wanted to get for you. You've got a track that you want to play.
We're not going to have time.
Go ahead. Do yours, and then we'll do mine.
Hey, Derek, would you kindly play that clip I gave you?
This is Pompeo.
This is Mike Pompeo talking to Mo Udall, and a Democratic senator, I think. And he's interviewing Pompeo. And just it'll explain itself.
All right, go ahead. Play it.
Members of Congress and the executive branch are under an ethical duty to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest. Do you agree that there is at least an appearance of a conflict of interest with this sequence of events with China?
So I haven't seen any indication that would support the connection that you seem to be drawing. I was part of the conversation early and then, frankly, more recently about ZTE. I knew about ZTE from my previous role, but I was a member of Congress as well. This administration takes the threat that ZTE poses incredibly seriously. Indeed, it's the first administration to take any action against ZTE, in spite of the fact that it's been a known threat to the United States of America for years. Previous administration chose to do literally nothing against ZTE. And so the critiques that this administration has not done enough, and the many others that you refer to, I don't know who they are, aren't reflective of the deliberations that I've seen this administration undertake with respect to how to respond to ZTE.
Given that the president refuses to disclose his tax returns, how can you assure the American people that American foreign policy is free of his personal conflicts of interest?
Senator, I find that question bizarre.
You don't want to answer it then.
Senator,
I just want to describe it as bizarre?
Yes, I do. I think that's indicative of my answer, Senator.
Yeah.
I've been incredibly involved in this administration's foreign policy now for some 16 months, and I have seen literally no evidence of what you are
scurrilously suggesting. No, it is not scurrilously. It is an
outrageous suggestion.
My friend, it is not scurrilously. This has been raised by a number of people out there.
Yes, sir, it has. You want me to tell you who those folks are and what their political interests
are? No, I know. It's fake news. Now, let me ask my question. Yeah. Okay. Back to the specific case with ZTE. Do you believe that it is in the U.S. interest to help the problematic ZTE phone company get back into business fast? That's the Trump tweet. And is the State Department using any resources to work with the Commerce
Department? Yeah.
Number one, ZTE got the big foothold here because of Barack Obama, you moron. Come on. You want to blame that on
scurrilous, bizarre,
these
scurrilous,
Democratic
I love it.
Scumbags are just pathetic. And folks, do one thing in 2018. Don't vote for one Democrat this time around. Let's
Be more positive. Vote for Republicans because you can't sit this one out. You got to support this administration and what it's doing by giving them a Congress that they need to do it.
Yeah, we need the 60 votes
Pompeo
in the Senate.
The did not say to Udall that he should have said, besides saying this question is bizarre or you're scurrilous, is, hey, I'm not your friend.
Yeah.
You know, Udall called him his friend.
I love Pompeo. I think he's been a great help to the administration. He's been a true patriotic American in my book. And I'm glad he stood up to this piece of human garbage, Udall, and talked to him like that. Because you know what? That's just disgraceful. Scurrilous is not enough.
Yeah.
You are a dirt mongering piece of human garbage when you do that kind of thing.
But that's
you
what scurrilous what I mean? Means.
It just drives me crazy.
Look it up in the dictionary. You'll see Mo Udall's fit picture there.
Okay, so I want to do one last clip here, and this is Maria Bartiromo, and she's interviewing Nunes. And Derek, we may stop as we go through. It's kind of a long clip, but it's Nunes talking about whether there was an informant paid for by the U.S. government, the FBI or DOJ, paying for, and at this point we're still thinking Stephen Halpern was one of them, Stephen Halpern, right, was one of them, and there may have been more. But I want you to hear this because nobody states it clearer, I think, than Devin Nunes, Congressman Devin Nunes. You got that one ready? All right, let's start with that and just kind of watch me. We might want to stop somewhere through here.
Welcome back. We are back with this exclusive interview with House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes. And Mr. Chairman, a moment ago before we went to break, you said it was the mother of all leaks conducted by the Department of Justice. What were you referring to?
Well, there were two mainstream media outlets on Friday night that had lots and lots and lots of details. If any of those details are correct. So remember, we don't have any documents. We can't confirm whether there's an informant or not an informant because we've never been told nor given documents. And in fact, we've never even asked for the name of any informants or any sources whatsoever. So if any of that is true, if they ran a spy ring or an informant ring and they were paying people within the Trump campaign, if any of that is true, that is an absolute red line. There is not an honest person in this country who can believe that taxpayer dollars going to fund this ring and operate like this, like what's said in the New York Times, I think, it would have quite a bit of detail on it. If any of that is true, this is a red line in this country.
Right, stop right there, Derek. Because, folks, we've said it before. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to keep saying it. If they can do this to a sitting president of the United States of America, a man as powerful as a president, a man as wealthy as Donald Trump, what can they do to you? Mm-hmm. We've already seen them destroy war hero, military hero,
Flynn.
Michael Flynn, right? General Michael Flynn.
Yes.
They destroyed him. He had to sell his house and everything to pay for attorneys to fight this Mueller investigation garbage. And they forced him to admit to some scurrilous charge.
Yeah, right? Lying to the FBI.
Yeah, lying.
Let's see, who else has lied?
Oh, how about McCabe?
Yeah.
How about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
How about Comey himself, maybe? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Who else is going to go to... Well, they may not go to jail. They should be going to jail.
Oh, it looks like they may.
I am hoping.
Yes.
But, folks, you have to understand, this is why you need to support Donald Trump in the draining of the swamp and giving us a Congress that will help him do that, because we need strong enough people in Congress to hold the FBI and the DOJ accountable, because right now they're giving the finger to our congressional representatives, which means they're giving the finger to us by doing this.
We need to see a red wave so that these swamp creators will realize that it's not against their interest to stand with Trump, but it's with their interest.
Yeah.
You know, that's the test right now in 2018.
Yeah. This is a critical election, folks. They talk about this blue wave. I don't see it happening. I don't think it's going to happen. We need to make sure.
Can't take a chance.
Yes. So you need to be not only making sure you vote this year, you need to be actively campaigning to help good Republicans, which means go for that conservative, fiscal conservative, common sense guy in the primary who's not an elitist, right? Start in the primary, get a good person in there, the one you want. Vote your conscience in the primary. Mm-hmm. But after the primary's over, Make sure you vote for a Republican, not a Democrat, even if he's not everything you want him to do, because the Democrats will make it hard for us to continue our way of life, make it hard for us to maintain the cultural values we have right now. We need to fix things, and Donald Trump is helping that along quite well right now. We're succeeding. We are winning.
Yeah.
Right? We are winning, and we need to continue. What bothers me is we never hear all the good things that are happening because the media keeps stoking all this garbage.
Yeah.
All right, Derek, keep going.
Do this to political campaigns?
But
I mean, this was done, I mean, according to them, this was done in the spring. Before the counterintelligence investigation was even open. If that's true, we need to know about it.
So, well, the New York Times reports and the Washington Post that somebody was paid.
Two liberal
somebody
papers.
Was paid, and they were interacting with the Trump campaign. You want to call it spying? Fine. But somebody was paid. Isn't that right? That's what the New York Times says.
If they paid someone, it's an absolute red line, and this is over with. I mean, I don't know how to say this. I mean, there is no possible way that we should be allowing, even if it was legal, we should never allow this in this country. Congress should not allow.
You know, I think it was Brennan who was saying that, we were doing this to protect Trump because we wanted to protect him from being infiltrated by the Russians. So that's why we were investigating Russian infiltration into his campaign. And Dan Bongino said it the other night on Tucker Carlson. He says, why weren't they trying to protect Hillary Clinton by investigating her campaign, given the Russians were trying to influence her by giving her husband $500,000 for a speech?
If there's two people I want to see in federal prison, it's John Brennan and Clapper. Those two guys need to be sitting in a cell wearing orange for I don't know how many months.
And Gitmo.
No,
Gitmo's too nice for them. They need Leavenworth. Gitmo's a rest home.
You know what my favorite hashtag is, right? I'm surprised I haven't been banned off Twitter for it. Gallows at Leavenworth. Hashtag gallows at Leavenworth. That's what I want to see. You treasonous buggers, you need to be swinging from the gallows. Yep. Old Mr. Comey, I'd like to see your neck stretched another couple inches. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People need to go to jail, and I hope, and part of it is us, folks, if you want to see justice, we need to get some backbone in the Congress, and that means voting the right people in 2018.
If there's a blue wave, the investigation goes away, and they're praying for that, just like they hoped that Hillary Clinton would get in office and they'd never be exposed.
Yeah, and that's why I think when Rosenstein agreed, right, to bring in the IG to start this investigation, because Trump called for it, right, on the other part.
Yeah.
I think that's just a delay tactic, right? They're thinking that, we can just delay this through the 2018 and the blue wave, and then the Democrats will control the House again, and it all goes away. Because that's why they're fighting. That's why they're lying they are.
This is the civil war we've been talking about. We haven't pulled the trigger yet, but this is the civil war everybody's been expecting.
Yeah.
It's a battle, and the battle's going to be at the ballot box before we go to the bullet box.
Yep. So now is the time. Don't take for granted that 2018 is an off-year election. There's no presidential. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to make sure you are up to date on your registration for voting. If you've moved recently, like me, make sure that was the first thing I did.
And act like a Democrat. Vote in the last place, too. You didn't hear that here.
All right, folks. Until next week, go to thedailydrift.com.
For the news you need to know.
Perfect. See you next week.
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Memorial Day.